at dawn just to be out on the water. The weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell. Oh well, a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. Had the big one on, and man, I would have got him, but he took my pole.
Welcome back. Host Ray I, handsome but yet humble host. KFNS 590 The Fan. Here with the Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, Tiny Tim and Peanut. Cold. We ain't out on the water today, are we, Vogler?
No, we're live mobile on demand, though.
Yes, we are. Having a great Saturday morning. Appreciate you all joining us here at the campfire. Yes, indeed.
It's nice about this bunker. Once you get it warm, it stays warm.
Throw another log on the fire, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great guest on the line with us. Going to go to him here in just a second. I have Midwest Outdoors January issue right here. Look at here, Tim. See that?
It's
you know,
awesome.
Do you know that guy on the cover?
That's classic. That's Mr. Babe Winkleman.
That's the Babe, baby. See that, Vogler Vogler?
Yes.
Babe is on the cover of Midwest Outdoors January issue. Been wanting to get this gentleman on the line to talk about several things. Oh, listen to the campfire crackling. How nice. Babe Winkleman, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Ray.
Good morning, my friend. Are you staying warm in Minnesota?
Well, that's the only thing that's probably not so good about morning up here today. I'm going to guess it's 20 below.
Oh. Yeah, you got us beat.
It was really cold last night. The last couple of days have been cold.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the cover. Great piece. I had to sit down last night and read through this. And, wow, you have been a busy boy in your lifetime, Mr. Winkleman.
I have.
Yes, indeed.
There's no other way to say it.
Oh, I know. Tell us a little bit about
an amazing life.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and about this article in Midwest Outdoors January issue.
Well, I was very privileged and honored to for the opportunity with Midwest Outdoors. I've worked with them on and off over the years for, I don't know, 30 years probably.
Yeah.
And then they've always been there's a lot of different kinds of publications. They've been a very strong regional publication, that, covers into Minnesota real well and based out of Chicago, and good stuff locally, a lot of stuff. A lot of people like their magazine and just have. Before Dan Ferris, I knew Gene Lalanen for years and years and years. And I think I met Dan about the time he started working for Gene.
Okay.
Years ago, and now he's the guy who owns it and running it, and they've got an amazing team, in my opinion.
A pretty good team, all but this Mark Strand guy, huh?
Well, yeah.
thanks, babe.
Mark is about as good as they get, as far as I'm concerned.
He's our brother, and we actually admit that, but I'm going to have him on a little later in the show. I promise you I'll beat him up.
Good. Good, yeah. Mark started working for me.
Yeah,
that was over 30 years ago.
Yeah, Mark does a great job with everything,
and we've just kept in touch over the years for a long time. But it's you can wrap a lot of things into a lifetime, and this is a very, very nice one.
Yes, indeed. Now you're known as a fisherman, but you're also known as a hunter, and you've had television. You're a pioneer in outdoor television. Tell our listeners when you first went on the air with television.
1980.
There you go.
Was when we started with Good Fishing. And at first it was just fishing.
Right.
For the first number of years. And then in 1988, we brought Outdoor Secrets out as there hadn't been a hunting show on in 11 years. The audience wanted it so bad, I can't tell you. We had a good relationship at the time with Superstation WGN and the USA Network. And then we ran on a lot of affiliate stations too yet. We tested it one year, and the audience just said, because the first year was a combination of fishing, hunting, and general outdoors,
uh-huh.
And the audience simply said, we don't want fishing in fall. We don't want general outdoors in fall. We want hunting, period. So I took it to the networks, and they said, well, your production's excellent. We've never had any problem whatsoever. Build us a pilot. We don't want to see any bloody kills. And I said, neither does any good sportsman who ever goes to the woods.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. And we've never portrayed that kind of thing at all. We try and teach people to get involved and inspire them to get involved with the outdoors for every reason we can. Because I know that the more time they spend with their family in the outdoors, the better it is for them as a family, the better it is for them individually, and the better it is for the outdoors themselves. Because once the people get to understanding, they become the people who know how to work in harmony with nature.
That's so
true.
And
that's the key.
Yes, indeed. And you've always been in the forefront of, hey, it's not about me. It's about the outdoors and you and sharing knowledge and information and getting the word out there about the great outdoors. And, man, I want to back up a minute. When you said the Bendo show on for 11 years, me and you talked about this the other night. What was the reason American Sportsman was taken off the air?
Well, there a report by Dan Rather called The Guns of Autumn in 1978. That portrayed all hunters as drunken, poaching, trespassing slops. And the outcry was so incredible that it got American Sportsman canceled from ABC. And the word was there can't be any hunting on television anymore.
Right, right.
And that for 11 years there wasn't any hunting on television.
Until you brought your show.
Until we brought Outdoor Secrets out.
Yeah. And what's
and I didn't say, you know, this is Babe Winkleman's hunting show. We called it Outdoor Secrets because we wanted to expand on things that there's a lot of things you can hunt. For example, hunting mushrooms is a blast, and there's a lot of good kinds of mushrooms that you can gather from nature and put them in with your food supply that really enhance things, and they're good for you. You know, there's a lot of kinds of wild berries. There's so much. And we wanted to be able to include all of those kinds of things, not just harvesting animals or birds or whatever it was. And that's kind of the nature of the show.
Yes, and you teach. And, you know, what a neat idea to actually teach something and show something where people can learn. That's great stuff.
Well, people want to learn. They want to learn, why should I participate?
Right.
What's in it for me? You know, and they're not saying that from a selfish standpoint, but they're selfish with their time, and they don't want to take time to put into something that's not going to return to them. But once they start getting involved with the outdoors, they realize that if they get their family involved and take the time to do it, that involvement in the outdoors kind of soaks into your soul and changes you as a person and it enhances your understanding of the whole scheme of the creators here. It enhances your understanding of you as a person and your role in life, and it just does very, very good things for people.
Yes, indeed.
So it makes better people. It just does.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Once they understand that, then they get hooked on the outdoors, and that's good.
Yeah, and you are a family man. You hunt with your daughter, and you always talk about keeping family involved. Maddie says we've got about 5 minutes, so I want to talk about your app. You've got a new app out. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Well, the app is a unique thing. I mean, there's a lot of information about our shows and videos and tons of things like that, but there's a number of different features there. We have so many people writing in to us asking for help on this, that, or the other, asking for understanding on things. And so there's features in the app like Ask Babe or Ask Carly or Meet the Winklemans. That's just three of them, where the audience can directly interact to us. They can write in and ask any questions they want to about anything, about our personal lives, about hunting, fishing, whatever it is. And we will answer those in live episodes, or episodes is what we call them. They run basically once a week. The Meet the Winklemans feature, and where they can relate back and forth. We have a program kicking off next Monday, for example. There's two different apps. One's a free app, one's a paid app. The paid app is where they get all of the material, if you will. But to make it worthwhile for them, we're tying it into sweepstakes and so forth. In January, if you buy an app, or buy our app, and it's simply Babe Winkleman on the App Store and Google Play. There's also a chance that you automatically get entered into a sweepstake. This particular sweepstakes is a dice fishing trip for four people up at Arneson's Lake Lodge. a lodge that has been in place on Lake of the Woods since 1897.
Wow.
They're an amazing facility. And four people in a sleeper house, they get 3 days of fishing. They can sleep and live right in their fish house. It's a wonderful experience. Arnesons are as first class as they get, and so forth. And then the next February and March, we've got another sweepstakes for two people to win a turkey hunting trip, which I know is one of your passions.
Yes.
And mine. And that's down in the Ozarks region, where the original home of the eastern turkeys, between Lake of the Ozarks and Truman, are on both of them, and with Missouri Hunting and Fishing Adventures. So we're going to do a lot of things there to make the, if they get involved with that, they can win stuff. There's a lot of little prizes they'll get. The people that ask in questions will get a token of our appreciation for doing that kind of stuff as well. But we want to make it a service for the people. We want to give them something unique they cannot get anywhere else. All of those features I mentioned live only on our app, and it's the way for them to get directly to either Chris, Carly, or I.
Good
or
stuff.
All of us.
Good stuff. What do you think, Timmy?
It's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I just downloaded the app right now, babe, so I'm anxious to look through all the videos and everything you guys have in there. That's cool. And I would just like to say thank you for the quality time that you provided over the years. My dad and I used to watch you when I was growing up catching smallmouth up north, and so not only did we learn how to enjoy the outdoors, but we also had quality time there at the house watching you on TV, so thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Right now, when our show airs, we have 55 airings in the United States in a week on different networks and different time slots and so forth. One of those is CBS Sports, and I know that the radio station that you work with is also tied in with CBS Sports.
Yes.
And we just started with CBS Sports about a week and a half ago is when our first program went on the air on Saturday mornings.
Cool stuff.
And, yeah, good network. But we try and make it available to people where no matter what their working schedule is or which chef they're working on and so forth, there are opportunities where they can get to watch our show. And we run in Canada, and we run in Europe, and we run in a lot of places.
And have forever.
a long, long time.
It's starting to better be careful here. We're going to tell our age.
I've had a registered trademark teaching America to fish for almost 40 years.
There you go.
And that's what we started doing with Good Fishing, was teaching people.
Right.
We're doing the same thing with hunting, and not for the sake of saying, hey, look how good we are, because that's never had anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
It's, what it's had to do with is, look how good this is.
Yes.
This opportunity in the outdoors, and you and your family can be part of this, or you and your good friends can be part of it, and here's why you should. So that's basically what we do, is help people get involved.
All right. If you just joined us, we're visiting with Mr. Babe Winkleman, outdoor TV legend there, Timmy, self-taught angler and hunter, hardscrabble farm life, grew up on a farm, cover, in his own words, January issue, Midwest Outdoors. Pick up the magazine on your newsstand or go to, where you go need to go to, Vogelvogler?
MidwestOutdoors.com.
And subscribe to this and get a chance to read a little bit more about the Winkleman, Babe Winkleman. Babe, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, my friend.
My pleasure. One last thing I want to mention.
Okay.
We have a brand new website that's up.
Awesome.
Being populated right now, but there's going to be a major store on there. We've got a new line of Babe clothing coming out, plus tons and tons and tons of other products that they can get right through the store at special pricing. So I think that they'll love our website as well. There's a zillion features on it, too.
Okay, what's the website?
All designed to do the same thing, help them.
What's the website?
It's Winkleman.com.
That's easy, Winkleman.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and the app is simply Babe Winkleman.
Yeah, Babe Winkleman for that.
Yeah.
All right, Babe, thank you for joining us on the show. We'll get you back on. We get into the hunting season. See how you're doing with those turkeys, okay?
All righty, sir. I would enjoy a time afield. You and I go chasing turkeys.
Yeah, we need
together.
To get. We need to get together and share some time in the woods. Thank you, babe. Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. Have a good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet, my friend.
Bye bye,
Mr. Babe Winkleman. How cool is that, huh?
Golly, that's a legend.
Love that guy.
Yeah,
he was at the Legends. He's a fellow Legends of the Outdoors member, of course.
And, he ought to be.
Got to see him down there into Legends and visit with him. Me and him go way back with the outdoor writers events and industry shows and stuff way back. All right. Matt's lip singing over here as we go to commercial. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go back to Midwest Outdoors and visit with Mr. Mark Strand, the editor. And as I told Babe, we're going to beat him up a little bit when we come back. I got you, Babe. Great choice there, Matty G. Hey, I'm finally getting awake, guys. That finally feels good to be back home. Took me about four segments to get into this program, but it was good to talk to the Babe.
Always.
Now, how was his message? That's how it should be.
Yeah. Not about us. It's about getting out.
And everybody that has a TV show today or has had a TV show owes this guy a debt of gratitude.
The Pioneer.
To be on the air. Pioneer TV. Yep. All right. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
I got you, baby. I got flowers.